This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
Welcome back to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to be a caller on the show, dial toll-free at 1-888-766-6828. Now please welcome back the host of Profitable Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another segment of Profitable Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. Without wasting any time here, I want to jump right to our next guest. We're very lucky to be joined by Michael Covell. And Michael's a national best-selling author from Trend Following. Michael, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jordan. Thanks for having me on.
All right. And first of all, folks, what I want to share with you that this book, again, probably has some of the top endorsements by some of the larger investors that are out there. We've shared with our listeners, Michael, that there's a lot of ways to make money in the market. The best way is to have a discipline and to follow it, not be wishy-washy. You're talking about something called trend following. Why don't we start first with a little bit of your background? I think that's really critical in your case. And then you can get into the general theme of the book.
Well, sure. I started off, like a lot of people do investing, just very curious. And one thing led to another, and I found myself in the middle of the trend-following industry, in a very underground industry of a technically traded style of investing, and quickly found that some of these men and women were some of the top managers in the world for, gosh, going back nearly three decades, producing just fantastic performance, and many of them with 20-year-plus track records at over 20%. And one thing led to another, and I decided to put a book out, and so far people have really gravitated towards the message.
Right. I think there's no question it's selling strong. You mentioned your sales number is really extraordinary for a book of this size, and not something that's just trying to catch the casual guy. This is really for someone who's trying to develop their own style and become a better investor. That's why we want to have you on here. Now, we had someone jumped in with a question the other day about, isn't there something called the random walk, and what do you think about it? Well, when you have investors that have proven to beat the market using a methodology, I clearly believe if you have something special, you're going to be able to beat long-term. And I think what I wanted you to kind of talk about in here is some of the things where how you get your emotions, say, out of it, and how do you bring discipline when you're doing trend following?
One of the key things that I've outlined in the book is there's five critical questions that every investor must think about. First, how do you determine what market you're going to buy or sell at any time? How much of that market should you buy or sell at any time? How do you determine when to enter? How do you determine when to exit a losing position? And how do you determine when to exit a winning position? If you can answer those five questions, wrap your hands around those questions, you're off to a good start. If you can get past the cocktail banner and the Jim Cramers of the world yelling stock picks at you and actually focus on what you can do, and not worry about what everyone else is doing, not worry about the neighbors, et cetera, but focus on those five critical questions. That's what the great trend followers do. And you spoke to the random walk aspect. The way I look at this, I've met more men that have made so much money, and then you sit there and say, okay, the random walk guys are mostly in academia.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys that are making all the money are in the real world. And so, are the markets sufficient at random walk? I don't buy it. There's too much profits been made by too many of these trend following traders.
Right. I totally agree with that comment. But what I want to talk about in here, there's a certain philosophy and you kind of get started with it, but if you don't follow your plan, and I think you said it up front, you have to have a plan. I think a lot of people got lost over the last couple of years by having a plan and then not sticking with it. I want you to see if you could share from some of the great people that are in this book how they've stuck to a plan and how they maintain their discipline. I think that's really critical.
Well, I mean, you're better off if you have a bad plan and you stick to a bad plan, you're better off. I mean, so the idea, this discipline is just so critical. You really, when you wake up however old you are, and you say, okay, what's my time horizon, 10, 15, 20 years, whatever, you have to have a discipline to stick to it every day, every year. You can't find yourself jumping around, because it's that moment when you jump around and you think you've heard a new piece of information that invalidates your current plan, you jump to a new plan, invariably that's right when the plan that you just jumped from would have done well. And trying to go ahead and say, hey, let's look at what the great traders have done. The great traders put some control on their emotions. They put some control on the impulses. They know they're not going to get rich quick overnight. That's critical.
Right, and I think that you really highlighted exactly the discipline and the control of the emotion. There's two things I kind of want to bring up in here. One is just a simple fact that I've met a lot of people who swear to me upside down they are completely fundamental investors. I go to meet them at their office, and right on their desk are charts. And I laugh. I tell them, it doesn't really make sense not to look at charts. People are sometimes offended, or they think more of a Ouija board. You want to talk for a minute why you think that, obviously, the use of charts help you get where you're going?
Well, trend followers are not chartists per se. Trend followers look at one key variable. They look at the price, the given price at any moment. And if they make their decisions off the market price. So it's not that they're staring at a Ouija board trying to determine or predict a direction. Trend followers never try and predict where the market's going to be tomorrow. They don't know. All you can do as a trend follower is react to price movement. And if the price is going up, generally speaking, you want to be on board as long as it will go up. If the price is going down, you want to be short as long as it's going down. And you're really agnostic as to why the market's going up or down. You don't know.
Mm-hmm.
As you're not a fundamentalist, you can't answer the question of why the market is moving. All you can do is follow the trend.
Right, and I think that's exactly what we talk about in here. You want to have an opinion, but if you listen to the market and have the market dictate your reactions, I think that from a trading standpoint, that's how you make the real amount of money. What I want to bring up here is there's a big population out there that calls themselves contrarians, and they're going against the trend. What I like to share is the trend actually is your friend right up until the end of the trend. Is there a way that the people in this book, or how you can identify, you do want to ride the trend? In the ideal world, you ride it right to the end. How do you spot a reversal of a trend?
That's a good question. The great trend followers can't pick tops and bottoms. As a trend follower, all you can do, let's say you're following a position that's going up, going long, you don't know that trend has ended until it's gone the other way and gone against you. So what a trend follower does, if you could imagine a long upward move, you're looking for the middle of a chart, because you're always going to get on that trend late, and you're never going to get out really until after the trend is over. So you're looking to capture the middle of the move, and you're looking to say, hey, I really can't predict the tops and bottoms. That's impossible. That's
right.
The idea of a trend-following trader.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll share with you something that I fully embrace that now. One of my mistakes early in my career, there's a very interesting and, I guess, a cute expression. The reason I made so much money, I always sold too soon, words of Bernard Baruch. I ended up selling too soon most of my career, and I was always willing to take a certain percentage move. It's the couple of moves. It's the couple of extraordinary moves in people's career that really make the difference in their overall returns, and I think that can only be done by staying with a trend and being willing to sell maybe too late and not too early. You maybe want to make a comment on that thought?
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're dead on that. The idea that most people don't realize that sometimes in our lives, these monster trends, these mega trends that you don't get out too early on, can make or break everything. It's so critical that if the trend, for example, is going up, you don't want to decide to get off when Google is at 200 because you feel like you've already doubled your money, and then it goes to 475.
Mm-hmm.
You want to stay on that trend. until it reaches a point where, let's say, just as a quick and dirty, is let's say it gets to 475 and you say, you know what, when it reaches an all-time high and it goes 25% against me, then I'll get out.
Right.
You never
okay.
have to let it reach a point to where it reaches the trend exhausts itself.
Right. The idea of a trailing stop, which I think is a great one, or I think when you get maybe in the top of a magazine cover, or there's certain, you know, telltale signs when everybody, where there's a full consensus, I think what I've heard is that as long as there's two sides of the argument, the trend's probably still in place. When the last guy caves in and there's no more argument, that's probably somewhere near that end of the trend. That's what I feel. What I want you to do, Michael, if you would, I know that it's easy to find you. It's easy to find your sites. We have a couple of minutes left. Remind them, I know it's called Trend Following. I'm holding the book right now. It's a beautifully done book. Where can they find you if they're looking for you?
Easiest way to find me is on the web, trendfollowing.com. You can find a ton of different pieces of information about the style of trading, a blog that's updated regularly, research papers. So for people that are not interested, I mean, people that are new to the subject and just trying to, they hear trend following for the first time, it's a great place to kind of throw yourself in and say, whoa, I never knew all these people were making all this money in this style of investing that my broker never told me about. So it's really kind of an aha moment to get into the concept of trend following for the first time. And once again, trendfollowing.com is the best place to start.
Fantastic. Listen, Michael, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the book and its success.
Thank you, Jordan.
And folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with more profitable investing after this.